good morning to older children. Especially my older grandma. Anyway, it's good.
Your grandma would come up. Anyway, we're coming back there to get you, so it's fine. Stay right where you are. We're coming to you. How many weeks until... How many candles are there?
Three.
How many more Sundays till the Blessed Day? And what is the Blessed Day we're going to celebrate?
Easter!
Right! Oh, Christmas! Good old John the Baptist, and he is not saying great things. He's kind of reminding everybody what God is up to. And then he says at the end of it, you remember, he says, I'm not the one you're waiting for. Who was the one they turned out to be waiting for? A baby, yeah. So, but John says something really important. So we're coming your way now. You can't hide behind the pew. We are coming to you. Come on, with me. Because John says to them, look, I come. I'm going to slide this up a little bit, all right? Yeah. See, Peter, you didn't know you were going to be part of the service here. I told you we're coming to here. Coming to you, all right? You can't bring Moses to the mountain. We'll bring the mountain to Moses, okay? Yeah, so John says, look. I've been baptizing you with water. I've been baptizing you with water. But there's someone coming who's going to baptize you with... Do you remember what he said?
Fire.
Fire and...
Water.
And the Holy Spirit. So this usually sits right about here. And when we baptize people, we baptize them with, and, where's the Holy Spirit? Well, we have a symbol of it right there. So, oh, wait a sec, we got two of the three. We have the Holy Spirit, and we have water. But what about the last one? Jesus is going to come, and he's going to also baptize us with, come over here. Come a little further, stop. What do you see?
I see a river.
It's fire. So when we baptize with, yes, water and the Holy Spirit and it's all there, man. Because Jesus is the one that John wants us to remember is coming. And it's messy, and it's wet, and it's life. You've already been through this once. I'm sorry. I know, you already got wet. But that's what John is trying to tell God's people. Look, I'm not the one. Jesus is coming, and he will baptize you fully and completely in God's love. So in just one more candle, we're going to see Jesus come and be part of his baptism. So let's gather around the baptismal font and pray. And I also want to remind you, when you come in, just very quickly, something you will see people do here, and it's perfectly fine for you to do it, you can put your finger in the water, sign of the cross on your forehead, as a remembrance that you too have been baptized. Let's pray. Ready? Gracious God, we thank you for water and fire and spirit, and we pray, God, that you'll be with us forever and ever. And everybody said, Amen.